Hi, this is Chris Pels. In this video, we're going to learn about site navigation in ASP.NET. First thing we'll do is create a sample website. So go up here and add a new website. And just we'll call this Website VB. ASP.NET has some very nice features for implementing site navigation, and two of the main ones are what one is called a sitemap file, which is a central location that contains the logical layout of your site, and the second is a number of ASP.NET controls that allow you to visually portray the site navigation in several different formats. So the first thing we're going to do here in our website is to add a sitemap file, and we'll just take the default name of web.sitemap. Now the sitemap extension is important here because the .NET framework will inherently secure the file with an extension of sitemap so that you want to use that. So you can see here the sitemap file is actually an XML file with a hierarchical representation of your site navigation. So let's start to fill this out a little bit. We'll make the top level element called home, and under that we'll put customers, and as well we'll put orders, and we'll add one more called about. Then we'll go up here to customers and let's add some children. And the first one will say add a customer, and edit a customer, as well as inactivate a customer. Then we'll take two of these, and we'll go down under our orders node, paste that in, and we'll say add an order, edit an order, and last one under order we'll say change order status. Then we'll go down into the about, and in here we'll say get help as well as report a bug. Now let me just format this a little bit so we can get it nice and neat. And you can see being an XML file, it provides a nice visual representation of the hierarchy and layout of your site. So you can see that we have filled in the title attribute of each sitemap node, and the title is what you'll see on, say, a menu. So that's what that is. And description is what would come up on the tooltip. So let's just put a few of these in and say this is our site. Down under customers, put all about customers. And we'll just add a new customer for the company. And we'll say edit existing customer information, and so on. We'd continue on and do that for all the rest of our nodes. Now the URL attribute here is the name and location of the page that will be used for navigation of the node. And there's one important thing here that you can't have two nodes with the same URL. Let's just create a little hierarchy here in our site, and what I'm gonna do is just add a couple of folders, one called customers, one called orders, and one called about. Now this isn't a requirement, but it's a nice way to organize your pages to parallel the hierarchy of your site, and this will come into play, you'll see in a little bit, when we talk about integrating security with this sitemap or the navigation of the site. So let's just, we have default ASPX, let's just add a few pages in here so you can see how some of the linking works. And the first one we'll just call Edit Customer. And the second one we'll add in here is Add Customer. And under Orders, we'll do Add Orders, as well as Edit Orders. And under Orders, we'll put one called Change Status. And we'll also put a Change Status up here. Under About, we'll put Get Help, as well as Report a Bug. So now let's go back to our sitemap file, and we'll close out all those other files, and let's start to put some of these URLs in here. And the first one is default.aspx, and the second one will be, what do we have? We have customers slash, I see we have to add a few more pages here, so let's just quickly do that. We'll call this default, and let's also put a default in the orders. So back to our website map. And that would be customers got default. And let's just go up here and use the little squiggly symbol. So that looks correct there. Go down here and put add customer. Down here to edit customer. Here to change status. Orders, same thing. We'll default ASPX. And then we'll do add orders. Edit order. Change status. Down to about. And we'll put get help in here. We also have to put report bug. And last but not least, we'll put this as default. And we'll go over here and add a default page into the about folder. So now you can see we have created all of the pages that correspond to our sitemap, so we'll get URLs and pages to link to when we implement the site navigation. So now we have the logical structure of the site in our sitemap file, let's add some ASP controls to the pages so we can use that data for site navigation. Now, you can put these controls on individual pages, but what I'm going to do is a good practice, and I'm going to create a master page, and we'll put the navigation controls in the master page so that then they'll be available on all the pages throughout our site. So we'll go up here and add a new item, and we'll add a master page, and let's just call this default.master. So let me add a couple divs on the page here for some of the areas that we'll have. And the first one, call header. And then underneath the header, let's put a menu div. And under that, we'll put what we'll call a breadcrumbs div. And then under that, we'll put a content div. And we'll just put that, the ASP content placeholder, inside of that. Let me just reformat this so we get a nice look at it. Now I'm just going to add a cascading style sheet so we have a little formatting for our site when we look at these navigation controls. And I will add a new theme, call it default. And within the theme, I'm going to add a cascading style sheet, also called default. And I'm going to paste in some styles I've made up previously. And that looks good. So now let's go back over to our master page. And we'll start to add a few elements in here, or rather controls, I should say. And what we want to add, the first thing, is over here, and it's called a sitemap data source. And this is similar to the SQL data source, object data source, etc. And it's designed to work specifically with sitemaps. So we'll take that and put that up here. Now, since we're using the standard web.sitemap file, we don't have to specify anything else to set up our sitemap data source. By default, it automatically will use that file. And so now, let's go down here. And what we want to add first is our menu. So we'll go over here to navigation. Navigation tab, and you can see we have several options here. We're going to take a menu control and put it here in our menu div. Let's get rid of the toolbox. And now let's look at how we set up this menu control to use our sitemap. So the first thing we have to do to enable our menu with the sitemap is go over here, and we need to set the data source ID, and we'll set that equal to the ID of the sitemap data source, and we'll just use the default name there. So we have our menu control attached to our data source. Let's start up the default page and see what we have at this point. And we do have some navigation here in place with the menu, and as you can see, we get the different menu choices and we can navigate to any one of the pages. We have our tooltips showing up. So if I go add customer, up here in the address bar, you can see we're on the add customer page. And here we're back on the default ASPX page. Now let's go back and format this menu a little bit to look more like what we might want on our site. So we'll close down the browser window. And in our master page, let's go into the design mode. Let's go up to our menu control. And let's auto-format it. We'll just give it a slightly different look here by applying that format to it. Now I want to set a property or two, so we'll go over to the Properties window. And the one thing that I want to set initially is the orientation. It's currently on vertical, so let's set that to horizontal. And now let's start up the web page again and see what we have at this point. Okay, we have a color scheme here. That's there it is. And we still, it looks like we have this vertical menu. So let's see why that is the case. So that looked okay, but the problem is that we only have the home menu option showing, which is the root. We don't have customers and orders, which is really what we'd like here as well. So to do that, we need to go down here to what's called the static display levels, and right now we're only showing one level, so we're getting just that top level, which is home. So let's change this to 2, and now we should get the additional choices here. And while we're at it, I'm just going to make a quick change to auto formatting. I didn't really like the way that last one looked, so we'll change it to the classical look. So now let's start it up, and here's our page, and we should see a horizontal menu, which we do, and it has all of our choices on it. So this is much more the way that we would like this to lay out on our page, a nice menu bar across the top. So the menu looks in good shape. Now let's move on to what's called the sitemap path. So switch back to the source view on our master page. And what we want to do next, as I said, is use what's called a sitemap path control. And you might know this by the name breadcrumbs as well. You've seen this probably many times on a site where it shows you kind of a list of the links that correspond to the pages that you visited as you navigate down into the site. So we'll go over to our toolbar, back to the navigation section, and in there, there's a sitemap path control. We'll take one of those and put it inside our breadcrumbs div. Now our sitemap path is automatically connected to our sitemap data source, which we've already added to the page. Let me just go over to the design view and do a quick auto format on this. We'll take colorful, and now let's fire up the page. And you can see with very little effort, we now have our breadcrumbs here. If we go over, say, to add a customer, there it shows we're in add a customer. We have the link for customers, and also when we're on customers, we can go back to home. And you should notice as we moved through the pages such as add a customer that we're keeping the menu and the sitemap because we're using master pages. So with very little effort, we were able to have a nice set of breadcrumbs here on every one of our pages, which improves our navigation capabilities for the user. Now let's go on and take a quick look at how you can actually use the tree view control with the sitemap data source as well. So we can also use the tree view control in conjunction with our sitemap data source to display navigation in a tree format. Rather than put this in the master page where it would show up on every page, let's say we had one page, the add customer page, where we wanted to have that tree view navigation. So we'll go in here to the toolbox, down to navigation, take a tree view, put that here on our add customer page. We also need to connect it to the data source on the master page. So we'll say data source ID equals sitemap data source 1. So now we'll start up the website, and on our home page, no tree view because it's only on the add a customer page. Go to add a customer. There's our tree view with the regular navigation capabilities equal to what we have up here in the menu. So if we pick add order, we go over to the add orders page, back to home, add customers, and we show the tree view again. So that's the third control that works with the sitemap data source. Next thing we're going to look at is adding security to our sitemap, where we want to restrict access to certain pages in the site based upon the user's role. Now to do this, we need ASP.NET membership installed, so I've gone ahead and done that, created a SQL Server database called Site Navigation, and then I installed the appropriate ASP.NET membership objects in that database by running the ASP.NET_RegSQL utility. Also went over to the web.config, and I added the sections for the membership provider and the role provider. So the next thing we have to do is add a login page. So I'll create a folder for that, call it authentication. And we'll add a page and call the page login. Now on our login page, we want to put a login control. So we'll get that from the toolbar. Put that on our login page. And then we'll also on the home page put a login status control, and that will show whether or not we're logged in or log out and allow us to do login or log out based upon what the current setting is. Add that. So now we're ready to implement our security. And what we're going to use is called security trimming. Essentially what that does is it will trim specific nodes out of our sitemap based upon the role of the current user and then the settings that we're going to do in just a moment that indicate what roles get access to what nodes in our sitemap. Now I have to do several things to set that up, and the first thing we're going to do is to enable sitemap trimming by going over to our web.config, and we're going to add a new section down here. And we're going to add a section of type sitemap, and we're going to specify the default provider as XML sitemap provider. And we're going to set the enable attribute equal to true. Then we're going to add a provider in the providers element. So add that, and the name of our provider is going to be XML sitemap provider. Description equal to default sitemap provider. And the type is going to be equal to system.web.xml sitemap provider. And the sitemap file is going to be equal to web.sitemap. And security trimming enabled will set to true. So that will enable the security trimming on our sitemap. So now that we've turned on security trimming, we need to set some access rules. And there's a couple ways you can do that. What we're going to do first is we want to restrict this customer folders here and allow only users in a member role to be able to view the customer menu options. To do that, we're going to go up and run the ASP.NET configuration page. And in here, as I mentioned, I set up ASP.NET membership. And what I've done is created two users, one called administrator, the other called member, and I've assigned some roles to them. For the administrator, I put in the administrator role as well as the member role. And then for the member, they're not in the administrator but are in the member role. So now what we need to do is to create some access rules for our site. So what we can do here is to define access rules for any of the folders in our website. And by default, everyone has access to the site. So what we want to do is then restrict access for certain sections. And as I said, what we want to do is take the customers folder and apply a couple of restriction rules here. And there's two things to keep in mind when you create your rules. And they're mentioned here in the text at the top of this wizard page. One is that the rules are applied in the order in which they're listed, and that also they then apply to all the subfolders. So you have to think through carefully how you apply these rules. So what we're going to do for the customers folder is the first rule is we're going to say members are allowed access to this. So we'll set up that rule. And let me go back here. Click the wrong button. There we are in customers. So our first rule is to allow members, and then because we don't want anyone else in the folder, we have to add yet a second rule and say we'll deny all users access to the customers folder. So as I said, this reads from top down in sequence, and what happens in the processing of security trimming is it reads from the top down, and as soon as it finds a match, it then enforces that rule. So it's very important in this case that we put the allow members first and then deny all users second, because what it will do after we're logged in as a member is it'll read the first rule, allow us in, and we'll never get to the second rule. If we were to put the deny all users as the first rule, we would never get in to the customers folder. So now we'll go back to our website and let's test out this rule we've put in place. So we'll start up the home page, and as we can see, the customers menu option is no longer available because we're right now an anonymous user. We haven't logged in. However, we'll use our little login link here, and let's log in to the member user, which is in the member role. So now when we log in as a member, we do have the customer menu options available to us. So how are these access rules applied? Well, what happens is there's a web.config file added to the folder, and there's some rule elements in that. So we'll go over to our customers folder, just refresh it, and you can see that a web.config file was added. We can see that there's an authorization element added with one-to-many allow and deny child elements. It's also possible to have multiple sitemap files and attach them to different navigational controls. So let's add a second sitemap here. And to speed things up, what we'll do is just copy and paste our web.sitemap, and then we'll rename it. We'll call this a special.sitemap. Open that up, and in this one, what we're going to do is just have the about choices, and then what we need to do is go back into our web.config file down to the sitemap section, which we saw a little while ago, and we need to add a second sitemap provider, and we'll call this the special sitemap provider. Change the description. Use the same type, XML sitemap provider. But what we want to do is to point to the special.sitemap file. And we'll leave security trimming enabled. So now let's use this special sitemap provider over here in the Add Customer page. What we'll do is add a new sitemap data source to this page rather than using the sitemap data source one from the master page, and we will call this sitemap data source 2 and point the tree view to that sitemap data source, and we'll add the sitemap provider attribute, and we'll point to the special sitemap provider which we just defined in the web.config file. Now we'll start up the website, and we have to log in as administrator because we have security trimming set for that. Log in, we have customers, we'll go to the Add Customer page, and now you can see that the tree view is using our special sitemap provider because we put just the about choices in that. So that's a way to mix and match sitemap providers and multiple sitemap files attached to different navigational controls. So in summary, we looked at how to create a sitemap file with various sitemap nodes in it. Then we looked at how to attach that sitemap file to different navigational controls, including the menu control, sitemap path control, and the tree view control using a sitemap data source. We then looked at security, whereby you can use what's called security trimming to limit access to different nodes in your sitemap depending upon what roles the authenticated users are in. And we also looked at how to use multiple sitemap files and attach the different sitemap files to different navigational controls. Hope you enjoyed this video on sitemaps and navigation in ASP.NET. This is Chris Pels. Thanks for watching the video.